This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents The Thief Who Sang Storms by Sophie Anderson, read by Stephanie Willing. To Rebecca Hill and Becky Walker, who sing magic into stories. Prologue. The island of Morovia is shaped like a broken heart. The humans live on the calmer, lee side of the island, and the Alkanosts, the bird people, live on the stormier rip side. But it wasn't always this way. Until 3 years ago, Alkanosts and humans lived together all over Morovia. My parents and I had a home in Spark, the lee side town by the shifting, sparkling sea. We loved sitting on our balcony, gazing at the soft sands and salted waves. The view was ever-changing because our island, Morovia, is one of the three floating islands. Morovia, Eldovia, and Bujan all drift across the world's oceans, moving toward and away from one another and the fixed land in an endlessly varied dance. Sometimes Eldovia would drift so close to us that we could spot seabirds wheeling around nests on the purple cliffs. Bujan always floated farther away, hidden in the mist that clings to it. But occasionally, the mist would thin, and we'd get tantalizing glimpses of something golden, glistening. We loved searching for new sights and imagining what might lie on the other floating islands and the fixed land. But we never talked of leaving to find out, because we were happy on Morovia. My mother sang every day on our balcony, her voice high and bright as the moon, and her wings would open, blue as the sea and yellow as sunshine. My family are Alkanosts, which means we're descended from the ancient bird people of our island.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?